Diversity is profitable. Diversity drives the economic engine. It may be the current buzzword for the right thing to do, but investors and founders still tend to put it low on a list of priorities. It seems mind-boggling when a growing body of research demonstrates diversity drives America's economic engine and makes businesses more profitable. Diverse teams tend to be more productive. Diversity is profitable because teams with different experiences, skills, and backgrounds are more likely to effectively solve problems than teams that are homogeneous. Hiring people like yourself can be more comfortable, but a diverse team tends to be more productive. An updated McKinsey & Company report reveals that firms in the top quartile for racial diversity are 33% likelier to have better financial results, while those in the top quartile for gender diversity are 21% likelier to have stronger performance compared to average companies. Small steps make a difference. A small amount of diversity can make a big difference in the bottom line. According to research by Paul Gompers and Silpa Covali published in the Harvard Business Review, venture firms that increased female partners by 10% saw a 1.5% spike in overall fund returns and 9.7% more profitable exits. That's impressive given that less than 29% of all VC investments result in a profitable exit. This isn't to suggest firms should hire a token woman to improve performance. What aligns best with limited partners' economic interests is investing in diverse investment teams, uncovering large underserved markets that are best served by diverse entrepreneurs. Todd Kimmel of Montage Ventures recently told me that he looks for entrepreneurs who are outsiders to an industry, but insiders to a problem in that industry. Design thinkers call this insider status empathy. Outsiders to an industry don't have to be new to an industry. They're often there working as colleagues, but bringing new perspectives that challenge the way things have always been done. Sometimes they're outsiders because of immutable characteristics like gender, race, class, or life experiences. Sometimes because they bring new or interdisciplinary training. Changing demographics tend to lead to outlier opportunities. Traditional venture capitalists might miss this distinction because VC demographics reflect the composition of the USA in 1965, not in 2019. Finding new problems being solved by those who operate as outsiders inside for the enterprise of today and tomorrow is more likely to lead to outlier opportunities. For example, a recent Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative study indicates that in 2015, the GDP produced by Latinos in the United States was $2.13 trillion, larger than the GDPs of India, Italy, or Canada. This is one example of a diverse group that is fueling entrepreneurial corporate formation in the U.S. and represents a massive opportunity to expand the U.S. economy. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. At Ulu, we see firsthand how diversity can drive profitability. In Fund 1, two Latinx entrepreneurs returned nearly the entire fund. One of those founders was a first-generation college grad who sold Crux to Salesforce for over $1 billion. And in Fund 2, we are seeing similar results. Women CEOs at firms like Zoom and Guild Education are outperforming and receiving follow-on investments from top-tier VC firms like Sequoia and Redpoint. Sourcing from diverse teams and professional networks increases the diversity of our pipeline. We then use data and decision analysis to make our investment decisions, which has proven to reduce cognitive bias. 27% of our portfolio companies have a woman CEO and 8% have a Latinx or African American CEO as of June 30, 2019. Over 80% of Ulu's portfolio companies have a historically underrepresented group on the founding team. BetterUp, an Ulu portfolio company co-founded by a first-generation college grad Latino, just raised more than $100 million. We look forward to potential IPOs among any of our founders, most of whom are still white males. Nearly every startup is a David versus Goliath story, but some are also the American dream made possible because of Ulu's seeding opportunity for historically underrepresented groups. LPs can shift VC behavior by voting with dollars. When we were raising Fund 2 4 years ago, diversity was not a significant topic of conversation with LPs. Now, we often see they are very concerned to use the wealth they manage to reflect the interests they have more broadly. For example, wealthy individuals, women billionaires such as Melinda Gates and others, are using their money to help change which entrepreneurs receive venture capital and who builds companies in America. Other institutional investors, like pension funds and foundations, are realizing they need to have managers who are investing in diverse communities because often the people who created the wealth they manage are diverse people. Foundations in particular address equity in society largely through grant making and ignored their impact on the equity of the allocation of endowment assets. Now many are recognizing change is required. As LPs from pensions, foundations, and those who manage the endowments of education and religious institutions begin making it clear they want more diversity in their investment choices, it will impact how VCs view their investment strategies. LPs shift VC behavior by voting with their dollars. Deal flow and access to diversity can make a huge difference in where venture capital is invested. Diverse managers often have greater access and deal flow due to the likelihood they've engaged in longer-term investments within a particular community. As a woman and a minority, I've always been a member or active in mainstream organizations in professional areas of focus. However, I've also been affiliated with women and minority groups in those same professions starting in high school through the present day. I've developed professional networks that are different and deeper than a VC who hasn't made such commitments to these communities. Investors without connections and familiarity with these networks may not see opportunities that I do. Also, entrepreneurs give preferential access to investors who have closer ties and are committed to their communities. Does diversity really make us smarter? As noted in an updated 2014 Scientific American article, diversity empowers science and innovation, and the ensuing technology powers economic prosperity. As an investor, I see how diversity can make us smarter because we are less likely to have blind spots when we are looking at a problem with multiple lenses. Different backgrounds and skill sets on a team make the members more likely to see opportunity. Also, a more diverse team has a wider array of networks, and the amount of information they have related to a given problem in society or in the world of business that needs to be solved is deeper than if only affluent white men scope a potential market opportunity. It can be uncomfortable. Margaret O'Neill, a professor at the Graduate School of Business at Stanford, has written about diversity on boards. She explains that diversity may not generate a sense of kumbaya in an organization. Diversity can be uncomfortable, and such feelings can be hard to overcome. People may not have the same level of ease in their relationships as they do with those who are more similar to themselves. Not having a shared framework can often lead to greater conflict. Instead of actively and consciously addressing uncomfortable feelings, many teams avoid the elephant in the room. This loss of comfort may be worthwhile because it can lead to more dynamic teams, greater emotional growth for individuals, and better financial outcomes. Seeing is believing. Experience working in diverse teams that outperform and function well drives change. Consider Google in its early years. When I joined the company in 2001, I was impressed by a team that included 3 women and 3 immigrant vice presidents out of a group of 13. Moreover, the first general counsel hired was an African-American, and the first CFO was Cuban-American. The different life experiences these folks brought to the table made for a rich and dynamic approach to solving problems. I gained a lot of respect for how differences and even conflict can encourage teams to use critical thinking, prepare more thoroughly, seek to be more effective in their arguments, and lead to better judgment calls in the face of limited information. 4 steps to boost diversity in the VC world. Venture firms can take 4 steps to boost diversity in their own ranks and in their investments. 1, they can hire diverse teams within the partnership itself, including people of color and women as investment partners. Their diverse networks will broaden the opportunities and connections of the firm. At Google, other law departments often asked how we created such a diverse team in Google Legal. That diversity was directly correlated with the first 3 hires in the team being minorities. 2, firms can also promote diversity in their networks by helping the advancement of minorities in the broader community. For example, Andreessen Horowitz has set up a program at Stanford University's Rock Center for Corporate Governance to help women and minorities learn the skills needed to get their first board positions. Such efforts will produce a generation of board members that will be ambassadors for the VC firm, helping partners to connect with diverse investment opportunities. 3. Internships and fellowships can also boost diversity. True Ventures, for example, has set up its True Entrepreneur Corp. It brings college students from across America to the Bay Area for internships. The program embraces diversity, has gender parity, and encourages applications from trans women, genderqueer, cisgender, and non-binary people. Finally, as a VC, you can exhort the companies you invest in to take diversity seriously and promote inclusiveness. Firms wondering where to start could connect with Project Include, a nonprofit promoting diversity in technology. Kapoor Capital requires its portfolio companies to sign a founder's commitment that sets diversity and inclusion goals and measures quarterly progress against those targets. As Kapoor partner Frida Kapoor Klein says, "It's easier to set the right culture at a startup than to try to fix a lack of diversity in a firm employing thousands of people." At Ulu, we believe that focused sourcing in underserved and underestimated markets will continue to drive superior returns for investors. Small steps towards what can ultimately be a big payoff.